Cola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Six 12 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan following this weather, along with Austin Price here, following weather tonight. We could see damaging straight line winds, along with the potential for tornadoes are possible. Checking on the wind speeds, as you know, it's roughly around 43 miles per hour before they shut down the 3 mile bridge. And I just got off the line with PPD's Mike Wood. He reassured that they have no intent of closing the bridge down at this point. But we will definitely keep this on the front burner, making sure you know what's going on. Red flags are flying. They have been flying on Pensacola Beach throughout the day today because of dangerous surf and rip current conditions. Swimming is not recommended. Here's three of your top stories today we're going to be following this hour. President Trump addresses Congress tonight, beginning in less than an hour, 7:06. News Radio 92.3 has live, uninterrupted Fox anchor coverage. We'll be talking about the weather, of course, and Escambia students preparing to unplug. They're going to shut those smartphones off on Friday, and we'll be talking about that today.
And the war of words over tariffs escalating between the U.S. and Canada. President Trump's tariffs on Canada took effect today, leading Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to announce an immediate 25% levy on $30 billion worth of U.S. imports. And, of course, Trump took to Truth Social to share his thoughts on that. But the White House says the tariffs against Canada and Mexico could be lifted if both countries do more to stop the flow of fentanyl across both borders.
614 News Radio 92.3 stocks ending down today as a trade war between the U.S. and its key trading partners escalates. Laura Countner, how is those numbers for you?
President Trump threatening additional tariffs on Canada after Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said his country would also put a 25% tariff on U.S. imports. BlackRock reaching a $23 billion deal with a Hong Kong-based conglomerate to bring ports on both sides of the Panama Canal under American control. BlackRock heading up a consortium that will control over 43 ports in 23 countries, including Panama, Mexico, and Australia. President Trump has accused China of interfering with the operations of the crucial shipping lane. Stocks plummeting Tuesday on trade war concerns, the Dow ending down 670 points, S&P 500 down 72, NASDAQ down 65. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
In keeping with the list of effects from this whole tariff nonsense, a Canadian premier threatening to cut off U.S. electricity exports over the tariff war, Ontario Premier Doug Ford said the U.S. needs to feel the pain, adding that he would cut the power with a smile on his face. A report shows that Ontario powered 1.5 million U.S. homes in 2023.
You know, I don't think that they understand the word karma because, you know, I only wish for the best for people. And all this negativity like this just is not smart. That's all I can say. Mortgage rates holding steady today and remain below the 7% level. Mortgage News Daily reporting the average rate, 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.74%. Average rate on that 15-year fixed mortgage number, 6.23%.
And Escambia County's Development Review Committee approved 7 residential projects in February that are expected to bring over 250 new homes to the county. Most of these developments are minor subdivisions in the northern areas like Cantonment, Inslee, and Northwest Pensacola. There's also a large project planned for Southwest Pensacola.
Okay, an aerospace company breaks the sound barrier for the first time with its prototype aircraft. SUNY Sci has more on Fox on Tech.
Fox on Tech.
Imagine flying twice as fast each time you hop on a plane. We're one step closer to that being an everyday reality for travelers. Boom Supersonic CEO Blake Scholl says they aim to bring back commercial supersonic travel for the first time since the Concorde retired in 2003.
Our ultimate goal is to bring back supersonic passenger travel, to do it for everybody from the president to families. And what we are doing with the XB1 is showing that the technology to build a safe, affordable supersonic airliner is here, and today it breaks a sound barrier for the first time.
This comes after 11 test flights over the last 9 months. Scholl says this is a huge milestone for America.
This is, I think, the only country on Earth where a small team can just decide they want to do something and go do it. And this is a moment not just for Boom, not just for aviation. I think it's a moment for America.
Boom Supersonic plans to fly passengers on their commercial supersonic jetliner in the next 5 years. With Fox on Tech, Sunny Zai, Fox News.
All righty, just past 6:15 here, we'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather this hour. This traffic and weather together brought to you by Allstate. Some people just know you could save money on car insurance by checking Allstate first. So what are you waiting for? Check Allstate first for a quote today. You're in good hands with Allstate. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. We did have a couple of issues late last hour, but both have subsided, so there's not much holding you up. As for the weather, we are currently sitting at around 68 degrees with a low of 58 tonight. Severe chances of thunderstorms throughout this evening. Tomorrow, sunny and breezy, high of 67, low of 43.
6:18, News Radio 92.3, Florida Power and Light seeking rate increases. That's going to total billions over the next couple of years. Rate hikes of $1.55 billion in 2026, $930 million in 2027 are expected. FPL's rate increase request went to the State Public Utility Service Commission. Collection advocacy groups calling the move the biggest rate hike in U.S. history.
And we were previously telling you about Trump's upcoming speech before a joint session of Congress this evening. Well, Florida Senator Rick Scott's looking forward to it. He says he wants to hear from the president about how the country is going to get peace in Ukraine and around the world. And he says that that was the case when Trump left office in 2021. He also wants to hear about how the U.S. will get inflation under control.
AOC and the group of Democrats that will be in attendance this evening when President Trump addresses Congress this evening. Yeah, but get this, Austin. They're thinking about walking out of the president's speech, the Democrats.
I heard about protesting potentially and even as far as disruption.
You know, that's ridiculous. You let the man do his speech. You let the man tell the story that he has to tell. So why do you have to interrupt this thing? We'll watch it 7:06, and we'll have it live for you on News Radio 92.3, the live, uninterrupted Fox anchored coverage of President Trump's address to Congress this evening.
And speaking of, you know, we just mentioned protests, so we'll keep with that theme. Protests are taking place again today across Florida to speak out against President Trump and his administration's actions. Demonstrations were scheduled today all across the Sunshine State, including in Pensacola. They're part of the National 50-51 movement. We've mentioned that before. That stands for 50 states, 50 protests, and one movement. Organizers say they will protest against cuts by the Trump administration's DOGE and executive orders as well.
All right. New poll released just days before we spring forward once again shows many Americans want to stop changing their clocks. I want to see the sample base on this one. Here's Gurnell Scott.
A new Gallup poll reveals more people favor landing on one time system without gaining or losing an hour. So which one did respondents prefer? 48% want to fall back to just standard time when it gets darker earlier. Half that, 24%, prefer to just spring forward when daylight lasts deeper into the day. Fewer than 20% say they just prefer to stick with changing their clocks. In a separate question, 54% said they don't like daylight saving time with its later sunsets. Last December, President Trump said he wanted to end daylight saving time, calling it inconvenient and costly to the nation. Gurnall Scott, Fox News.
Just about 6:20 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, the U.S. and Ukraine could reportedly sign a rare earth mineral deal as soon as today. Details on when that would be announced and more coming up in just a few minutes.
Pensacola Little Theater is excited to present The Play That Goes Wrong, a side-splitting comedy that follows the mishaps of the Cornley Polytechnic Drama Society as they endeavor to perform a murder mystery play titled The Murder on Heversham Manor. However, everything that can go wrong goes wrong, culminating in a hilarious spectacle that will keep the audience in stitches from beginning to end. The show will run from March 7th to March 16th. You can secure your tickets for the show online at PensacolaLittleTheater.com or at the PLT box office.
For almost two decades, Bella Magazine has been celebrating the women of the greater Pensacola community. The tradition continues as Bella Magazine brings print to radio every month on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Tune in Thursday at 9 to hear latest health and wellness, philanthropy, stories on local businesses and women, fashion and beauty, home and garden, food and wine, travel stories, and more. That's the Bella Magazine Show, Thursday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Join Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola this Friday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will be here to answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you will not want to miss this Friday at 9 with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Every year, Steve Faircal climbs the stairs of the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now, thinking about maybe making that investment in your future, your financial future. Well, here we go. Mega Millions tonight, $215,100.9 million. That is your cash option heading out the door, drawing 10 o'clock this evening. Play wisely and good luck on that. By the way, did you happen to care for an elderly loved one in 2024?
No.
This is interesting. You may be if you did, you may be eligible for a deduction. Jenny Casola has your Fox Business Tax Tip of the afternoon.
Taking deductions for elder care. I'm Jenny Casola with your Fox Business Tax Tip. Coming up.
It's the Will Cain Show. Watch it live at noon Eastern, Monday through Thursday on FoxNews.com or on the Fox News YouTube channel. And don't miss a show. Get the podcast 5 days a week at FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Doing taxes for a relative in a care facility? CPA Stephen Zellin of Zellin & Associates says make sure you keep track of all the costs.
A lot of the expenses paid to the facility may be considered to be medical expenses and can be included in the itemized deductions on Schedule A.
And there are also other deductions.
Long-term care insurance, those premiums are also considered to be medical expenses.
You are expected to file a tax return no matter how old you are. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
Alrighty, 6:25 here. We'll get another quick check of your traffic and weather together. Not too much going on the roads, or going on the roads from what I can see. Maybe have some backups developing if you're traveling westbound on Highway 90 coming over Blackwater River, but that should hopefully clear out soon. As for the weather, 68 degrees, low of 58 tonight. There's going to be severe chances of thunderstorms throughout the evening. Tomorrow, though, should be sunny, breezy, and dry with a high of 67, low of 43.
Once again, thanks to Jessica Chase from the National Weather Service in Mobile. She joined us last hour, gave us a really detailed look at the weather that is happening and moving across from Louisiana at this point, heading eastward. Of course, it will arrive in Pensacola about 9 o'clock this evening. Damaging straight line winds along with the potential for tornadoes are possible. Red flags, of course, been flying on Pensacola Beach today because of dangerous surf and rip current conditions. They're saying don't swim. Jessica also warning us about these winds could be pretty intense at some point. And she also added, make sure you have a weather radio that's handy. Though tonight might lose some power or so. So, yeah, it's going to get it's going to be a very interesting evening weather-wise. We heard some mumbling about the bridge and the winds. They closed the bridge at 43 miles per hour, so it has to be sustained. And we checked with Mike Wood, Pensacola Police Department, on the bridge conditions. He says they have no intentions of closing the bridge tonight.
Okay, that's good. And mentioned this before the break, the U.S. and Ukraine could reportedly sign a rare earth mineral deal as soon as today. That's according to multiple reports. Earlier today, we had Zelensky describing last week's meeting with Trump as regrettable and said his country is ready to sign an agreement on minerals and security with the U.S. Trump has reportedly told his advisors that he wants to announce the deal during his joint address to Congress tonight. By the way, you can catch that starting at 7:06 right here on News Radio 92.3.
Okay, we broke this story for you on Monday evening, just about this time, actually. And it was not good news. It was Dolly Parton's husband passed away, Carl Dean. He was 82. Monica DeLuca has the report.
Carl Dean, Dolly Parton's husband of nearly 60 years, died in Nashville, Tennessee, Monday. Parton's publicist says Dean will be laid to rest in a private ceremony with immediate family attending. The singer, actress, and philanthropist saying in a statement, Carl and I spent many wonderful years together. Words can't do justice to the love we shared for over 60 years. Thank you for your prayers and sympathy. Parton and Dean kept strict privacy around their relationship. Parton joking to the Associated Press in 1984, quote, a lot of people say there's no Carl Dean, that he's just somebody I made up to keep other people off me. Dean was 82. The cause of death has not been released. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
And a Supreme Court will decide if Mexico's lawsuit against U.S. gun makers can proceed after hearing arguments earlier today. Mexico filed a $10 billion lawsuit 4 years ago claiming U.S. gun makers are contributing to the gun violence in the country. On Tuesday, both liberal and conservative justices questioned the validity of Mexico's lawsuit. One liberal justice, Elena Kagan, questioned who specifically U.S. gun companies were aiding and abetting in this complaint. The Supreme Court is expected to issue a ruling by June.
6:28, News Radio 92.3. If you're a Starbucks fan, your favorite drink may be among those cut from the menu this week. Christian Goodwin has more.
Going forward, Starbucks will no longer serve several Frappuccino-blended beverages as well as the Royal English Breakfast Latte and the White Hot Chocolate. The coffee chain cutting a total of 13 drinks it says aren't commonly purchased, can be complex to make, or are like other beverages on the menu. The goal to help simplify the ordering process and help speed up service. Starbucks goes on to explain it will ditch additional beverages and food throughout the coming months, resulting in a roughly 30% reduction of menu items. But vowing to bring back its fan-favorite lavender beverages this spring, as well as introducing a new iced cherry chai drink and a jalapeno chicken pocket. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
I am one of those people, by the way, Chris, that was a frap enjoyer. And it seems like now my patronage is in question.
Oh, come on. Behave.
Yeah.
All right. New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival kicking off this spring, April 24th through May 4th. Two weekends. Got some great talent over there. Pearl Jam, Dave Matthews Band, Lenny Kravitz, Santana, Luke Combs, Irma Thomas, Cheap Trick, Patti LaBelle, Joan Jett. Just part of the hundreds more going to be at the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival coming up April 24th.
News. I'm Kevin Uretsky. President Trump delivers a speech to a joint session of Congress at 9 p.m. Eastern tonight. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says the president will speak about the economy as well as issues overseas.
He's going to dive into foreign policy, talk about his intention to end the war in Ukraine, talk about his plan to bring all of the hostages out of Gaza home.
Prior to the speech, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York with this assessment of the administration thus far.
I can't think of another new president who's created more chaos, hurt more people, and created more of a mess than Donald Trump.
On Wall Street today, the Dow losing 670 points after the implementation of additional tariffs on Canadian, Mexican, and Chinese imports. White House National Economic Council Director Kevin Hassett.
If the fentanyl emergency were to be ended, then so would these tariffs.
America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Best Buy beat Wall Street's earnings and revenue expectations for its fiscal 2025 fourth quarter. The company saw comparable sales rise slightly year over year. CEO Corey Barry said price increases, though, are highly likely now after President Donald Trump's tariffs on China, Mexico, and Canada took effect. Investor fears over those tariffs placed financial shares in the S&P 500 on track for one of their biggest one-day losses since 2023's regional banking crisis. The S&P 500 at one point today tumbled 3.8% and finished the session down 1.2%. And on Wall Street, stocks were lower, with the Dow dropping 670 points and the Nasdaq dropped 65. U.S. crude oil futures for April delivery are down slightly, 0.4%, sitting under $68 a barrel at $67.96. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander the Thunder is the MVP of the NBA right now. Ja Morant's return to stardom with the Grizzlies has been fun to watch, and it feels like Nikola Jokic rewrites history every night in Denver. However, with all that being said, the best possible outcome for the NBA at West is the old guard of LeBron James and Steph Curry to go on as deep of a postseason run as possible come this summer, because it's been awesome to see the quick resurgence of the Los Angeles Lakers and Golden State Warriors in 2025. I'm Zach Gelb.
This is the story of the one. He's responsible for keeping a leading healthcare facility clean and safe. And he trusts Grainger's high-quality HVAC cleaning and safety products, combined with their world-class supply chain, to consistently deliver, ensuring he's covered inside and out, so he can focus on keeping his facility clean to help protect the health of everyone inside. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Huge news. Right now at Wendy's, you can get a Son of Baconator for just $3. I don't think you understand this situation. The Son of Baconator is only $3 for a limited time. You know, smoked bacon, rich melted cheese. That Son of Baconator is only $3. Thank you to whoever wished upon that star. For bacon that just won't quit, gotta be Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii, not valid on a combo or in third-party delivery platforms.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit izervay.com. That's I-Z-E-R-V-A-Y.com.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. It's Sun Belt Basketball Championship Week in Pensacola at the Bay Center. Enjoy the Fan Fest, cheer teams, and top college games. See visitpensacola.com for the schedule and info. The Pensacola Little Theater's presentation of The Play That Goes Wrong begins Friday night and goes through next week. See PensacolaLittleTheater.com for dates, times, and tickets. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
Are you looking for the best news and talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Looking down the barrel of a hot man 45, just another way to survive. California, rest in peace. Simultaneous release. California, show your teeth. She's my priestess from
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Welcome to a Tuesday evening. In just a few minutes from right now, of course, President Trump will be addressing Congress beginning 7:06. You can catch it on News Radio 92.3. We have live, uninterrupted Fox anchored coverage for you this evening, so make sure you take advantage of that. Saturday is the McGuire's St. Patty's Day Run, the largest 5K prediction run in America. The 9 a.m. event goes on rain or shine. I mention this because we have, looking at your forecast, Austin, about a 70% chance of rain as it stands right now on Saturday. Look for street closures before the race. They'll start knocking those streets down around 8 a.m. on Saturday morning, so make sure you don't forget about that. Ice Flyers returning to home ice in 11 days on Friday, March 14th, Saturday, March 15th, matching up against Quad City. Puck drop 7:05 in the Bay Center for both of those events.
All righty. And on the college men's basketball scene, we got a couple of hard-hitting games here nationally, both getting underway at 8 o'clock. On ESPN, we got number 1 Auburn at number 22 Texas A&M. And at that same time on ESPN2, we got number 23 BYU at number 10 Iowa State. Last but not least, it's Florida State at Virginia. That game getting underway on the ACC network, but you can also listen to it on our sister station. That's ESPN Pensacola. You can find them on 99.1 FM and 1330 AM.
6:38 News Radio 92.3. Here is the latest Fox Sports update.
Fox Sports update.
Was it a flag farewell?
Uh-oh. Cooper Flagg with a two-hander.
If it was his last college game at Cameron Indoor Stadium, freshman Cooper Flagg putting on a show. Number 2 Duke pounding Wake Forest 93-60 on ESPN. Flagg's stat line, he had 28 points on 10 of 16 shooting from the field, grabbed 8 rebounds, dished out 7 assists, added 3 blocks, and, oh yeah, he had 2 steals. If he decides to leave Duke, Flagg is projected to be the top pick in the NBA draft. Number 3, Houston beat Kansas 65-59. Kansas continues to struggle. In the NBA, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander putting on another show last night. On the FanDuel Sports Network, SGA pouring in 51 points as the Thunder won their 50th game of the season, a 137-128 victory over the Rockets. It's the fourth time this season SGA scored 50 or more points. Other winners on the hardwood, Portland, Golden State, Miami, Atlanta, Detroit, and Sacramento. On the ice, Alex Ovechkin remains 10 goals away from the great one. The Eastern Conference leading Capitals beat the Senators in a shootout 5-4. Igor Shesterkin with a shutout as the Rangers beat the rival Islanders 4-0. Other winners, Florida, Montreal, San Jose, and Chicago. From the NFL, the Vikings will reportedly not use the franchise tag on quarterback Sam Darnold by today's 4 p.m. Eastern Time deadline. However, the team is apparently still hoping to re-sign the QB. And NFL games on Fox will look different next season. Jimmy Johnson announcing he's retiring after 31 years at Fox Sports. And you can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Frank Lanza.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And we've got some injury news swirling around the NBA. For starters, we've got superstar Kyrie Irving reportedly going to miss the rest of the season due to an ACL tear that he suffered last night against the Sacramento Kings. That's detrimental to the Mavs because not only did they recently lose their recent trade, Anthony Davis, lost him actually a few weeks back right when they got him, but they currently hold the final spot in the Western Conference play-in tournament. Also, we've got young Orlando Magic star Jalen Suggs undergoing knee surgery, effectively ending his season. He had only appeared in one game since January 3rd, the 6'5 guard had been averaging over 16 points a game this year.
He was a goodie, too. 641 News Radio 92.3. Buckle up. NASCAR's bringing fast cars and big-time music to the streets of Chicago this summer. Frank Lanza has more for us.
The 2025 NASCAR Chicago Street Race will feature much more than the top drivers in the sport. The 4th of July holiday weekend event will also include a concert from the Zac Brown Band. The Southern Rock Group will take the stage on Saturday, July 5th. After the Infinity Series race near the finish line. The concert is included with all NASCAR Chicago Street Race tickets, even for fans with Sunday-only passes. And tickets, they're cheaper this year. You can get a single-day general admission pass for $99, and premium grandstand seats are being offered at a 50% discount. NASCAR also plans to start the Sunday event through Grant Park earlier in hopes of actually getting in the full race. Frank Lanza, Fox News.
And Senate Democrats yesterday evening blocked a Republican effort to ban federally funded schools from allowing transgender athletes to play women's sports. In a party line vote, Democrats filibustered the measure introduced by Republican Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville. Banning transgender participation in sports was a political talking point for many Republicans back during the 2024 election.
I'm going to frame this story as it's a sound of freedom. Keep that in mind, okay?
All right.
Local residents may experience louder than normal aircraft noise March 10th through 12th as Eglin's 60th Fighter Squadron conducts night flight operations. Fighter aircraft will fly training missions between 7:30 and 9:30 p.m. each night. Yes, it is the sound of freedom.
Alrighty, and the White House preparing for the first Easter egg roll of President Trump's second term. It's not until April 21st, but you can sign up for the online ticket lottery starting today. Tickets are free and are limited to 6 per household with kids 13 and younger. The lottery runs from today until next Monday at recreation.gov, with winners set to be notified via email.
All right, Columbia University taking disciplinary action after protesters took over a building nearly a year ago. Alexis McAdams has more from NYC.
Last time I was standing in front of Hamilton Hall here on Columbia University's campus, it was months ago, protesters breaking into that glass and going in there saying they weren't going to leave until the university completely divested from Israel. Well, it only took nearly a year, but now Barnard College, which is part of Columbia University, has expelled one student and suspended another for being part of that violent takeover. Back in April, mass protesters smashed the windows and destroyed everything they could get their hands on inside that school on the Ivy League campus. The punishment comes just days after Barnard kicked out two students for disrupting a History of Israel class in January. They threw around all these anti-Semitic flyers. Now the Department of Justice will visit 10 campuses dealing with anti-Semitic protests.
Just about 6:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Not too much going on the roads from what I can see. Thank you for staying safe out there, especially as the weather proceeds to get worse throughout this evening. Speaking of which, it's 68 degrees right now, low of 58 tonight. Going to be severe thunderstorm chances throughout this evening. Tomorrow, going to be a beautiful day, though. High of 67, sunny and breezy with a low of 43.
And we will use the word potential bad weather coming into the area.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully it does not get bad. But make sure you have your weather radio and make sure you keep it on News Radio 92.3 throughout the evening. And we will have you covered in terms of what's important and what is not important. What is important, President Trump addressing Congress tonight, just in a few minutes, about 16 minutes right now. 7:06, News Radio 92.3 has live uninterrupted Fox anchored coverage tonight. So we are ready for that to take place.
All righty. And over 2,000 acres of land have been consumed by wildfires in Horry County, South Carolina. South Carolina Forestry Commission says containment of the Carolina Forest wildfire was still at 30% as of last night. Two Black Hawk helicopters and a Chinook helicopter were used to dump water onto fires from the air on Monday. Full containment is expected to take several days, but evacuation orders have been lifted. Officials say the fire is believed to be human-caused, but an investigation is still ongoing.
You know, I get this on my phone every morning, and doggone it, I'm sure glad I do. Pensacola beachgoers can get updated alerts on surf and beach conditions before you head over to the island. To sign up for the Pensacola Beach Surfing Warning Flag Alert text, it's just text to PB Flags 888-777. And doggone it, you get it there, I guess about 7:30 it comes popping through on my phone.
All righty. And the Vatican says Pope Francis has not suffered any new medical crises. In an update this afternoon, the Holy See said the pontiff remains in stable condition and his prognosis remains guarded. He's reported to be alert without fever and cooperating with treatment. The Vatican added that Francis has transitioned to high-flow oxygen therapy and underwent respiratory physiotherapy.
Okay, the rain has finally moved through the New Orleans area. We've been waiting to see this, and the front seems to be a little bit slow. Jessica Chase from the National Weather Service, who we had on this last hour, basically said we can look at a timeline around 9 o'clock tonight when the rain starts to move through the area. So we'll hold her to that. We'll follow up with her and check on that timeline. Lawmakers are raising concern about youth safety online. Kevin Yurinski has more in the Securing America.
Securing America.
The Senate Judiciary Committee recently held a hearing concerning the lack of security for minors online. Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley on today's Digital Era.
Our young people face risks that previous generations couldn't even have imagined.
Many senators call for the repeal of Section 230 of the Communications Act, which protects online companies from liability concerning users' posts. Catholic University law professor Mary Graw-Leary testified that
there is no way to look under the hood of this incredibly dangerous industry.
South Carolina State Representative Brandon Guffey, whose 17-year-old son committed suicide after being sexually extorted online, testified about the lack of action from the tech giants.
Instagram removed the profile that attacked Gavin, but left up the additional profiles that predators use.
Kevin Uretzky, Fox News.
All right, just about 6:48 here. Around this time every hour, we would like to remind you of your stock numbers. Wall Street closing sharply lower today. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 670 points to 42,520. S&P 500 fell 71 points to 57,78. And the NASDAQ lost 65 points to 18,285.
All right, they cranked it up earlier today. The 2025 Sun Belt Conference Men's and Women's Basketball Championships over at the Bay Center until next Monday. All 14 Sun Belt schools in town competing in a single elimination tournament. So that's pretty exciting, and I can't wait to get over to the Bay Center and check that out. Republicans failing to pass a bill that would keep transgender women out of women's sports. I cannot believe this one. Ryan Schmelz has the latest from Washington.
The Protection of Women and Girls in Sports Act received just 51 of the 60 votes needed to move forward in the Senate. 45 Democrats voted against the bill, with Nevada Senator Catherine Cortez Masto saying she opposes men and women's sports, but believes those decisions should be up to individual sports leagues. House Speaker Mike Johnson called the result shocking, saying, quote, "I cannot believe that the Democrats will not go along with common sense." President Trump has already signed an executive order prohibiting biological men from competing in women's sports. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
And police say a passenger was stung by a scorpion at Boston's Logan Airport after landing from Mexico. She was picking up her luggage on Sunday evening at baggage claim when a scorpion suddenly stung her finger. Boston EMS said that she was taken to a nearby hospital for treatment, and it's not clear how the scorpion ended up in her bag.
This situation with the Panama Canal, U.S. and President Trump wanting to take over control. Well, investment company BlackRock has struck a deal to bring ports on both sides of the Panama Canal under U.S. control. This is getting interesting. Christian Goodwin has more on this story.
An investment group led by BlackRock agreeing to buy the ports of Balboa and Cristobal in Panama from CK Hutchison Holdings, a Hong Kong-based conglomerate. The deal, which must be approved by Panama's government, is valued at nearly $23 billion. The Panama Canal is crucial to connecting the Pacific and Atlantic Oceans, the U.S. building it in the early 1900s, but handing control over to Panama in late 1999, a move President Trump has repeatedly criticized. BlackRock's CEO Larry Fink saying in a statement, "These world-class ports facilitate global growth." The agreement will also give the investment group control over 41 other ports in 23 countries, including Mexico, Australia, and the Netherlands. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And Target CEO warning shoppers may see price increases in the next few days due to President Trump's tariffs on goods from Mexico. In an interview with CNBC earlier today, Brian Cornell said Target relies heavily on Mexican produce during this time of year. He said the 25% tariffs may force Target to increase prices on fruits and vegetables, and that those price jumps could happen as soon as this week.
Okay, Pensacola Habitat for Humanity is opening up its Northwest Florida Community Land Trust homebuyer application process. To be eligible, here's what you got to do. Applicants must have a credit score of 640, minimum income of $35,000 for Escambia homes, $30,000 Santa Rosa County homes. CLT homes are available in Milton, Gulf Breeze, Inslee, and West Pensacola.
All righty, 6:51 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, Jon Stewart inviting Elon Musk to be a guest on The Daily Show. Wow, if that takes shape, that'll be interesting. Got details on that potential meeting and more coming up in just a couple minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now.
When you have a good thing going, having two good things going is twice as nice. Bobby Likas Auto Service has been helping Pensacola service and repair their vehicles for years. Now Bobby Likas Auto Service has a second location at 8969 Pensacola Boulevard, right across from the Super Walmart. Same great service and reliable work. No matter if you're driving a truck, a luxury vehicle, or your family sedan, take it to the place thousands have done for years. Take it to Bobby Likas Auto Service, still on Davis Highway and now also on Pensacola Boulevard.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the most recent city council meeting in Milton, what I've described as the meeting of massive ambiguity, because nobody, including the participants, even knew what the meeting was about and literally spent the hour arguing over what the meeting was and wasn't about and never did really solve that question. Also, Camp Offensive in Escambia County that takes care of homeless women and is trying to get permission essentially from the county to continue to exist. You can listen to all of the podcasts at newsradio923.com.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryant and Austin Price, Mega Millions tonight, $215 million. 100.9 million cash option heading out the door, drawing at 10 o'clock this evening. President coming up in about 12 minutes from right now, live on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, can't wait for that. And, you know, this is something I wouldn't be able to wait for either, Chris, if it were to take shape. Mentioned this before the break. Jon Stewart inviting Elon Musk to be a guest on The Daily Show. After Stewart criticized Musk's Doge last week, Musk posted on X that he would go on the show if the interview aired unedited. On Monday's episode, Stewart said they'd be delighted. And he added that the interview can be 15 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, whatever. At least as of earlier today, Musk has not responded to Stewart's invite.
I'm not sure you've heard about this one, but this is very interesting. A new Tesla sales and service center is coming to Pensacola. And by the way, it's not in Carr City. The Drake Service and Sales Facility, located on 9 Mile Road. It's in the former Virginia College building. Dealership features a showroom, servicing, selling new and used vehicles. Opening date has not been announced yet. If you know where the Popeye's Fried Chicken is on 9 Mile Road, it's behind the Popeye's.
All right.
There you go.
Good to know.
Yeah, it is.
Just about 6:55 here. Speaking of things that are good to know, we got one last quick check of your traffic and weather together. Not too much going on the roads here. Thank you for staying safe out there, and please continue to do so as inclement weather has the chance of rolling in. Speaking of which, 68 degrees, low of 58 tonight, with chances of severe thunderstorms throughout this evening. Tomorrow, going to be dry, sunny, and breezy. High of 67, low of 43.
Well, since Pete Hegseth has taken over the military role of the government in terms of overseeing Pentagon activities, there is a new report out today on alleged waste in the Pentagon.
The Department of Defense and DOGE say they've found $80 million in waste in the defense budget. DOD spokesperson Sean Parnell says a good portion of that money comes from DEI programs, including $2 million earmarked by the Air Force for holistic DEI transformation and training. Parnell saying, quote, "This is not what we do. This is a distraction from our core mission." Parnell says the Department of Defense is working closely with the Department of Government Efficiency to trim fat and make the military more lethal. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
All right. And Eric Clapton announcing a short run of U.S. tour dates later this year. Wallflowers will join the legendary musician for the six-track date, which begins on September 8th in Nashville. Clapton will also hit Cleveland, Philly, Boston, and New York before wrapping up on September 20th with a stop in Connecticut. Tickets for his 2025 tour go on sale this Friday.
Seems like weather's a major point of concern this afternoon. The South could be getting some really severe weather tonight. Meteorologist Adam Klotz has the latest forecast.
Severe storms taking aim at the south on Tuesday, with the strong system bringing a threat of damaging winds, large hail and tornadoes from Texas to the Carolinas. Some storms could turn dangerous quickly, especially in parts of Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama, where conditions are prime for strong tornadoes. Flash flooding is also a concern, falling on ground that's already saturated. Meanwhile, that same system in the north is bringing winter weather, slamming into the northern plains, where blizzard warnings are in effect from the Dakotas to Minnesota. Whiteout conditions, gusty winds, and over a foot of snow in some of these areas will make travel extremely dangerous. Wind chills are also plunging below zero, adding to the hazards. Adam Klotz, Fox News.
And Andrew Tate says he's disappointed in Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. This coming after DeSantis said influencer brothers Andrew and Tristan, who are charged with human trafficking in Romania, are not welcome in Florida. The pair arrived in Fort Lauderdale last Thursday, and speaking on the PBD podcast, Andrew said that he believes the governor was pressured to say that, and also that he has an American passport, and the whole point of democracy is being innocent until proven guilty.
Oh, I tell you, the wildfires in Southern California has taken its toll, not only in public property and lives, and jobs as well. Former Los Angeles City Fire Chief Christian Crowley fighting for her job today, alleging she was wrongly fired after the city's deadly wildfires. Christian Goodwin has more from Los Angeles.
Firefighters rallying behind former LA City Fire Chief Christian Crowley ahead of her hearing to appeal her firing. Crowley speaking with LA's Fox 11 News.
It's been a tremendous amount of love and outpour from the community, and I'm just so grateful.
She would need 10 of the city's 15 council members to approve of her being reinstated. LA Mayor Karen Bass firing Crowley, accusing her of sending home 1,000 firefighters on the day fires ignited across the county and of refusing to do an after-action report. The move came weeks after Crowley told reporters her department was underfunded. Meanwhile, critics of Mayor Bass, who was overseas ahead of the fires, are pursuing a recall campaign against her. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And Governor Ron DeSantis kicking off the regular legislative session with a State of the State address. He touted Florida's economy, saying it's number one in the nation. And DeSantis said the state's unemployment rate has been lower than the national average for 50 straight months. The governor also promised to help decrease auto and homeowner insurance.
I will tell you this. I got whacked by the property insurance cost this past year. Oh, boy.
Really?
Yeah, it's a top concern, actually, for statewide residents. A couple of scenarios circulating around Tallahassee. One would prevent insurers from canceling policies of people who haven't violated their terms. It also addresses people who don't file claims in the year leading up to their renewal date would get at least a 4% deduction from their policy premiums. Now, the proposal would apply to all policies, including those covering vehicles. And yeah, I took a whack at insurance. It was terrible. No, I mean, you think these rates, and going, how? You know, it's like my power bill went up about $200 this past month. No changes, just two people in the house. Hey, we'll be back tomorrow at 4. Join us, Pensacola, right now. Chris Bryant and Austin Price. See ya.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.